I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. U.S. Representatives Sheila Jackson Lee and Al Green, both Houston Democrats, testified Monday at the Texas Capitol against proposed district maps that would break up communities of black voters and pit the two incumbents against each other. Green and Jackson Lee are 2 out of 5 black members of Texas's 36-person congressional delegation. But in the proposed redrawing of the districts, Lee is drawn out of her own district and moved into Green's. The current proposal moves downtown Houston, the 3rd Ward, Texas Southern University, the University of Houston, and Jackson Lee's own home out of her district. Despite their objections, the Senate committee voted out the redrawn congressional map Monday without addressing the district overlap. The map heads next to the full Senate for a vote. It also has to be approved by the House and can still change before it is signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott. As the battle over Texas's law that effectively bans abortion 6 weeks into pregnancy plays out in the courts, advocates on both sides are closely watching a highly anticipated Mississippi case heading to the U.S. Supreme Court. Anti-abortion advocates see an opportunity for the conservative-leaning high court to overturn Roe v. Wade, allowing Texas to end the practice outright. But reproductive rights groups are holding out hope that the court affirms abortion rights in a way that overrides elements of Texas's new law. Mississippi passed a law in 2018 attempting to prohibit all abortions after 15 weeks, challenging Roe v. Wade's landmark 1973 decision that legalized the procedure nationwide before fetal viability, which is around 24 weeks of gestation. The state law never went into effect because a federal appellate court blocked its enforcement. Courts haven't blocked Texas's more restrictive law in the same way, because the state doesn't enforce it. Instead, the law relies on private citizens to enforce the law by suing providers and others who help Texans access abortions. Legal experts say the court is likely to make a narrower ruling. Rather than overturning Roe v. Wade, which means it could strike down the Mississippi ban without touching Texas's law at all. If the court were to overturn Roe, however, it could lead trigger laws across 12 states, including Texas, that ban all abortions to go into effect. The Center for Reproductive Rights is representing both Texas and Mississippi abortion providers in their cases. The court will hear oral arguments on December 1st for the Mississippi case, but the ruling may not come out until June. For the past 6 years, the Texas Humane Legislation Network, which lobbies in support of animal rights, has pushed for legislation that would allow more strict enforcement of state laws governing the proper tethering of dogs. They thought they'd succeeded in May, when the legislature approved such a measure, but Governor Greg Abbott shocked many by vetoing the bill, saying that existing state laws already protected dogs by outlawing animal cruelty, and that Texas is no place for micromanaging and overcriminalization. This month, the issue is back before the legislature, but the new bill uses different language in certain sections, changes made in coordination with the governor's office. Both versions ban the use of chains or heavy weights to restrain dogs. They both require that tethered dogs have access to shelter for inclement weather. They both require that collars be made of material specifically designed to be placed around the neck of a dog, although the bill doesn't specify what materials that includes, and both allow exceptions for activities like herding, shepherding, agriculture work, and hunting. Check for updates to any of these stories on our website, or you can follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by the Texas Book Festival. The 26th annual festival returns with online and in-person sessions, October 23rd through the 31st. For more information, visit texasbookfestival.org.